now, we want to take a listen to the Baltimore-based band Sweet Sarrow. They released a self-titled EP back in September. Lead singer Abby Becker and drummer Adam Scott Farkas sat down with our producer, Jonna McCone, to talk about their work.
My name is Abby Becker, and we are Sweet Sarrow, a Baltimore Americana band. I sing and I play guitar, a little bit of fiddle, and I write the music.
And my name is Adam Farkas, and I play the drums for Sweet Sarrow.
And we play music about dreams. I grew up classically trained, and I grew up in West Virginia playing klezmer music, which is Eastern European traditional folk music. And so I don't think that reads so much into what we play, except in terms of my sense of time. So there's always this kind of wait and delay.
It's kind of a constant expanding and contracting of the time that evens out to a consistent tempo.
It gives us this very expanding and contracting sense of the music, which is really dynamic. And that feeling and the emotion is something that's really important. I spend a good amount of time saying, we're going to play this song, and just imagine that you're having a really nice waltz. And so you can really imagine, you know, when in the dance you would pick up your feet and come back to the ground. And that gives us, first of all, a lot of movement, and also the emotion starts to read so people can connect to it. To really drill down into the essence of something where you really can't hide, and if it's bad, it's bad, but if it's good, it's so good.
I wouldn't call us a folk band, but I think we get kind of lumped into that because of the attitude with which we approach music as individual musicians playing together, and there's a lot of openness with that and collaboration and bringing people in for things and trying different things and all the different instruments that everybody plays. It gives us a lot of options.
The name comes from an old British folk ballad called Pretty Sarrow, which is a really beautiful song about lost love and actually losing the one you love, and he's searching for a pretty sarrow and he can't find her. When I first came to this country in 1849, I saw many fair lovers. We just released our self-titled album. The city is my home, the city. The writing process was longer, but we took about a year to record it. And we went out to our friend's parents' house.
It's a very large log cabin in the woods. It has really high cathedral ceilings and balconies and then low ceilings in the kitchen, so there were a lot of sonic options for recording. I think we spent an entire day just setting up and placing band members in the room to record, and then a couple days of tracking, and then a couple weeks or maybe month of vocals and keys and kind of doing overdubs and things like that.
Almost all of the instruments are tracked live. We did some doubling, and that's something we wanted to keep, was this very live, real sound, and kind of bring the people into this space that we were in. The longer you push, dear, the harder.
Sweet Sarrow. I spoke with Maryland Morning producer Jonna McCone about their new self-titled EP. You can catch their next show at the Mobtown Ballroom in Baltimore on January 16th. We're looking for more musicians to profile here on Maryland Morning. If you've got suggestions for folks that we can feature, drop us a note at mdmorning@wipr.org, send us a tweet at Maryland Morning, or give us a call at 410-881-3811. 3162. We've got a link to more music by Sweet Sarrow at our website, wypri.org/Maryland Morning. That's it for us today. For Nathan Sterner, I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you Wednesday. Have a great day.